Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections. We're so excited because this is going to be a power-packed show with producers and, oh my gosh, and producers and beauty queen reporters. And, oh my gosh, I have a VIP guest sitting right next to me. We're going to get to him in just a minute. I was at his museum today over there. Oh, I got to tell you more. You stay tuned. You don't want to miss this show. Marty is on the line. We're going to be with Marty in about 2 minutes. But first, we're going to crown our new beauty queen reporter, Sue Greenberg. She wrote two books, and they won two different awards. Mom's Choice Award, and she's got Elliot's Tales, and now she is Miss Country USA reporter for Hollywood Connections, and we'll be right back live, and we're going to play that intro, right? This is her crowning moment song. Here we go, Sue.
It'll always be your crowning glory, the most glorious Some boys can walk,
some guys can grill,
strike an elegant pose,
with a brilliant clothes.
Some seem to have no faults,
but we never like those.
No, we don't.
He'll praise your eyes,
your melodious laugh.
Call you more lovely than others by half.
The one who's right,
my gorgeous prince,
will be honest and true.
I'll believe in me too.
And prize your heart of gold the way I do.
He'll know that that will be your crowning.
One of our new beauty queen reporters, Sue Greenberg, is here, and she's got this beautiful crown and sash. And I empower women, and I get them out there to do interviews, get them into like the Andrew Kranz acting method, the comedy show that's going to be the comics, you know, so much that you're going to learn from this hour. Sue, how do you feel?
This is wonderful. Thank you so much, Dawn. I go from a pediatric nurse to meeting you, and my whole life has changed, seriously, for the better.
Well, okay, Dave, I think we should get her at the comedy, classes over there as well.
Oh, I'd like to take classes, yes,
well,
definitely.
And then tell you can jokes.
Yeah, and just talk about being a pediatric nurse to a beauty queen.
Oh, there you go.
Well, we want to thank you for being here, Sue, and you're going to have a fun year with us. A lot of parades, a lot of events, a lot of grand openings, and everything else cited.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And Lisa V, my co-host.
Yes, good evening.
And what's your title?
I am 2020 Miss Latina International Reporter.
Right. Yay. And then we just have one of our other beauty queens that has just arrived. What is it? Fashionably late? But okay. Fashionably early.
Better late than never.
I'm not sure. Yes. And we have Erin here, and Erin's coming in. She's another producer.
Yes.
But come on in, Erin. And this is Taria Wade,
yes.
Everybody. We just crowned our beauty queen.
Yes.
So, anyways, let's go to Marty from Los Angeles.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Marty, are you there?
Yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed, Dawn, but I'm not like a beauty king, though, on this show. You guys got all these pretty people on there.
Oh,
I'm way out of Los Angeles, La La Land.
My office used to be on Hollywood and Vine in the old Tap building. But I'll tell you, we can crown you when you come here to the station. We'll make you king of Hollywood. How's that?
I love Florida.
Yes, well, when are you going to come here so we can put you on the air?
I don't know. Hopefully soon. I try to get down there quite a bit. You know, we made two films there in the last couple years. My buddy Tony Armour, film commissioner there in Pinellas County. I'm hopefully soon. I may be down there in April for Sunscreen Film Festival.
Yes. So okay. Then we can get you on the air and do a special with you.
Right on. I'm in.
Awesome. So before we start, okay, I watched Bernie the Dolphin today. Actually, I've always had it on. Adorable movie.
Yes.
I haven't got to Bernie 2 yet because that's at Redbox, or I'm going to go buy it at one of the stores. But let's go to the trailer number one with Bernie the Dolphin. And actually, you produced this with Tony and some amazing writers that you are in 130 countries right now, and you are flying with Bernie the Dolphin. Yes.
Yeah, no, we're very excited. One, you saw one. Number two is actually, I think, even a better film, which is, I think, a compliment because I think we did a really good job. You know, we're a smaller budget film. We have to go out there and do things. Everything's got to be right. We got to hit 10 out of 10 and hit a home run. And I think we did it on one. So thank you for the compliment because I did like the one. And I think now that you've seen one, then you're going to love number two.
Well, okay, so you are taking my word for word. When you come down to Florida, we're going to put him on the show. We're going to get a crown. We're going to call him King of Hollywood.
There you go.
All right, Marty?
Yes.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. All right, let's go to Dolphin. Actually, the Dolphin clip I sent you with Bernie the Dolphin. We'll be right back. Stay on the line, Marty.
Hasn't changed since I was a kid.
So we're hanging out. Pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah. Your granddad used to bring me here.
Yeah, they are. It's amazing.
That's your favorite one right there.
Bernie.
Trespassing.
This is the perfect spot.
What do you think they're doing here?
Your kids, I ran into them snooping around the property.
Mr. Mills told me that you overheard him.
It wasn't your fault.
There are consequences of snooping.
The area can be very dangerous.
Take care of it.
Watch where you're going! Hurry! Bernie, save me. Where is he, Kevin? What are we gonna do?
The dolphin we rescued is over here. Oh, see, he's got a bad sunburn. We'll keep him here and evaluate his progress.
I guess they found some dolphin. We could turn it into a moneymaker.
We're building an aquatic-themed ocean park.
These two are trespassing.
That's my camera. What are you doing?
When they find themselves...
I didn't even know where to begin with you two.
He's not going to build an ocean theme park.
Oh, he's lying.
In 2D.
We're telling the truth. I can prove it.
He's not a nice man.
She backs up their story.
It's time...
I have a plan. Gotta get my camera.
...to make some waves.
This is hope. This is love.
I'm coming with you.
There
yes.
we go.
Lola Sultan, Patrick Muldoon,
I just want what's best for us.
Logan Allen and Kevin Sorbo.
If I go down, you're going down with me.
Oh. Bernie the Dolphin.
Dead fish.
What'd you expect, spaghetti?
So we're going to two. No, we're back. So
we
Marty,
back.
That was Bernie the Dolphin one. And so I have to ask you, I noticed there were a lot of clips from Clearwater and then St. Augustine. Was most of the filming done in St. Augustine?
Actually, most of it was done in St. Pete, Tampa area. And we went to St. Augustine to film the dolphin footage. If you got a minute, I'll tell you the craziest story. We were 5 days in production and did not have dolphins for this movie.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's how crazy. Of course, I did an Elvis movie one time, and we were 3 days in production. We didn't have Elvis. So, you know,
Elvis had
happened.
Left the building.
Crazy. Yeah. I couldn't find him. Elvis was gone. Couldn't find him. But, we thought we were going to be able to shoot the dolphin stuff over in your neck of the woods there, and we found out we had some issues as we were going into production. I really won't get into all those details, but it was lack of being able to find a facility to shoot our dolphins. And Tony and the guys literally found in 2 days Marineland, and it's a beautiful facility. If you guys habitat over there, if you don't know it, I highly suggest go to Marineland, support those guys. They've got 15 beautiful dolphins there. They take care of them wonderfully. They're beautiful animals. And just by the grace of the good Lord, we went over and met them on a rainout day. They loved the script. We promised them we would do, you know, promote them and only do what they told us to do for their dolphins and make sure it was, you know, properly displayed and of course, taken care of. And we shot 3 days. We shot all of our footage, all the dolphin footage, in 3 days, and every setup down there. So we were moving and shaking.
Wow!
But again, that's the life of a a smaller budget film. We're not Lion King, and we're not Frozen 2.
But it was adorable. It was very. I watched it twice to make sure I didn't miss anything. And one of the actors, he looks like Rob Lowe a little bit. You know, it was like a lot.
Yeah.
I was like, is that Rob Lowe?
I know. I kept thinking that too.
Yeah,
and the children were adorable.
No, that was you're thinking of Patrick Muldoon.
Yes,
the dad.
He was back from the soap opera days. Melrose Place.
That's why
we recognize. Okay, Melrose Place. Yeah. Wow, showing our age here, aren't we? Lord,
we're getting younger.
Yes, we are.
It's like the call I got today. It said, "How young are you?" I said, "Very."
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. I know we have a caller for you and for Sue, and she's calling from Denver, Colorado. And is this Madison?
Yes.
Hi, Madison. How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
9 years old. And you saw Bernie the Dolphin, didn't you?
Yes.
And what did you like most of Bernie the Dolphin?
I liked how they used a dolphin because they're so intelligent.
Oh, she's so cute.
Wow. And so did you see both of them, Bernie the Dolphin 1 and 2?
Yes.
Very cool. Well, you also, Marty, she also loves your movie, but she also loves Elliot, the horse, that we're trying to do a couple major things with. And you got the books and the horse. What do you think of Elliot? Because Sue's right here. You can say hi to Sue.
I think Elliot is very nice, and he looks like one of the horses that I ride, actually. So.
Wow, kudos to you in horseback riding land. We've got the producer on the line from Bernie the Dolphin 1. Actually, Marty, hold on. We're going to play Bernie the Dolphin 2. And I want everyone to hear this trailer. We'll be right back. We have some amazing guests in house as well. So don't tune this out. Make sure you tune in.
Yes, there you go. Don't tune out, tune in.
We'll be right back. 106.1 FM The Heat.
See that? Bernie's back.
Wow, they sure are happy to see you guys.
Guess what? Bernie's back!
We have a new addition at Marineland.
Hey, Rascal.
Seems he has a history of not adopting well socially. Like some humans I know.
I just want to do this work release program.
No way. Bad
guy. I am just here to help.
Teens have been found.
Yay! With the help of who else? Bernie the Dolphin.
I just used my GPS tracking device to locate Bernie in the pod.
Bingo.
Just give me that device.
There's already a deal in place for that dolphin.
There are too many bad guys to keep up with these days.
It all goes down tonight.
All right.
Hey, guys! Clean the toilet!
I don't take orders from you, pal.
We have to figure out his plan.
So what are we looking for exactly?
Evidence.
Bad guy! Marina! Tonight, Bernie the dolphin!
The marina!
Bernie! Let's go!
Sure you know how to catch that dolphin?
I got the biggest net I could find. We can do this. We have to save Bernie.
Where are you going?
Uh-oh.
Get on the boat.
Where are the kids?
I don't know.
What are we gonna do?
We need major help.
Come on, Rascal. You can do it. Yes!
Hey, Bernie.
You see that, Rascal?
Acting lessons.
Too. Okay, and we're back. Marty, it's fabulous. I'm going to go rent that. But you're also, where can they buy the movie?
Dawn, it's everywhere. Well, first of all, I just want to say to Madison, if she's still listening.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That is so sweet. And, you know, we got to have that support for these smaller independent films. It's hard out there. And like I say, we compete with bigger titles. So it's really nice to, you know that we're doing some good content. That was kind of a choice we've been making to try to do more films in that family oriented, because there's a lot of stuff out there that's just not appropriate, and not that, you know, like a good thriller and a good action film and stuff, but it's really nice that you know, some kids and family, you know, this works for both family as well. But that was just really sweet from Madison, so I just wanted to tell her a personal thank you, and I'm glad she enjoyed the film.
Oh, Marty, that's awesome. Well, you know, with all the production that's coming to Florida, and you being a part of that with Tony, and Tony is the man of, like, of Florida, and, you know, everybody says, talk to Tony, talk to Tony. Sue, you have a question for Marty.
Tony came to the barn. We're really interested in possibly filming something with Elliot. He's adorable. Kind of like a Mr. Ed with a family orientated with maybe a young girl, something, you know, everyone comes to the barn and loves Elliot. They leave and they say, can I come back tomorrow? He just brings so much joy to people's lives and children's lives. So we're trying to film something. So we need your help.
Sue's very blunt. I didn't know. Yes. So I guess we're gonna have a conference call with me and Tony and Marty, and we'll see. I know Tony's at Sundance Film Festival right now. Right? He's out there.
Yeah, he's out having fun right now. Running around now hanging out with all the cool people.
I know. I know.
Well, rest of us are working here.
But, well,
yeah, we'll definitely want to talk about that. Like I said, it's, you know, it's great too to find. You just got to have a good program. There's a lot of things that have to happen. It's tough in the independent film world. Anybody that's getting into this business, you know, I've been doing this for quite a while. I don't know it all, but I know a little bit about everything, or a lot about some things. And you got to make smart films these days, especially stuff that you want to. You know, it's got to be something that a great story, great script, good cast. You know, you need a lot of elements that have to go into place, or that should, to be, you know, financially viable. And hopefully that's some things we can bring to the table, and that's absolutely what we're trying to do for Florida. Again, love it down there. Tony and I have been talking about this for 10 years.
Yay.
Man, we've got to make films in Florida. It's beautiful down there. How come nobody's exploiting this? Of course, some of it's with the lack of their tax incentives and stuff like that, and, you know, but that means there's also some uncovered territory down there.
For so, sure. And I think more family.
Tony's the man. I tell you, I hope you guys should really support him. I've seen him work over these last few years, and he brings a ton of stuff to your area there. I don't think he probably gets the recognition that he deserves.
Yes.
He works hard. And I know things are happening down there. Super cool.
Wow. Well, I have so many more questions, but we have a full house, and I wanted to make sure that the trailers were played and you could be introduced. And there was a little girl in Denver that just loves Bernie the Dolphin and Elliot's Tales. And we are so excited to have you on the show when you come down here. Even if we have to pre-tape you or get you to the station, I want to do a special on you because you are an amazing man with your film company.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you, guys. It's very sweet. And as I said, we're just worker bees.
King of Hollywood. King of Hollywood's going to be crowned here. Trust me.
I'm here in Hollywood. I live out in Venice. I'm like 7 blocks from the water. I love the water. That's why I love Florida. Anywhere by the water, I'm happy. So I'm very anti-Hollywood. But I love independent filmmaking, and that's why we've got to keep supporting.
I want you to hold on for a minute, because I've got a gentleman to my right. You've got to stand, because I know that you're busy, but you have to hear what he's going to do. Actually, Vaughn, let's play that commercial that he just cut. Dave, and he's got something truly amazing called the National Comedy Hall of Fame. I was there today. When you come down here, you're going to have to see this. And I even told Tony they have to do a documentary on his life. I mean, he's amazing. So, Dave, welcome. That's you.
Well, thanks for having me today. Yeah, I'm the Vice President of the National Comedy Hall of Fame, and we are here in Tampa Bay now, right in Holiday, Florida. So the museum's now open, and Tony is one of the living exhibits. So when you go there, he's met all these great people like Lucille Ball and Milton Berle and others. And you get to hear the stories direct from the horse's mouth. He's lived the life with them.
Yes, and so I want you to hear this commercial. Don't go away, Marty. We'll be right back.
Got it.
The National Comedy Hall of Fame Museum is now open in Tampa Bay. Information on the museum can be found at nchof.com. The museum has artifacts, film, interviews, and memorabilia from the past and present. Special exhibits for the 23 inductees from Abbott and Costello through George Carlin and the Comedy Vault Theater for your entertainment. The museum just announced the induction class of 2020, which includes legends such as Joan Rivers, Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell, Dan Aykroyd, and John Cleese. Also on site are comedy classes and live stand-up comedy. Information on the comedy classes can be found at hofcomedyschool.com, and the live shows are posted at comedyhof.com. Join the fun, or set up your own personal or corporate event at the Hall of Fame Event Center on site. You can integrate the Comedy Hall of Fame Museum, live stand-up performances, corporate training, comedy roasts, and escape rooms for a one-of-a-kind experience. Tampa Bay, don't miss out on this one-of-a-kind experience right here.
So anyways, so Dave, tell us, I mean, I sat with this other Tony today, and he was a music promoter for the rock industry, I mean, like the rock and roll industry. He knew the bitter end in New York and all the celebrities he worked with, and also all these famous comics. The stories that I heard today were fabulous. So Tony, when you come down, or Marty, when you come down, I'm thinking of Tony Armour. Tony's got to go there too. But Marty, when you come down, you have to see this amazing museum. It is one of a kind. You're going to be having some very big VIPs coming in as well, right?
Well, yeah, we have some great performances coming. On Valentine's Day, we have a special matinee, and we have the Bull Bill Osi doing his stand-up. And then at the end of the month, we have very family-friendly stand-up comedy on the 29th, and that's at 8 p.m. on Saturday night. So we got some great acts that are coming to the Hall of Fame, so come down and see us.
Right, and then future, you're going to be having some other comics coming in, some other celebrities I heard. I can't really name them yet because it's kind of hush-hush, right?
I think we have Tony coming on later. I'll let him share that with you.
I gotcha, I know. I'm just so excited from today of what I saw in the comedy classes and the workshops and everything that they have at this museum. That just gives history of comedy. It's truly amazing for people in comedy and history. So anyways, Marty, you have to see this. It's a one of a kind.
Look forward to it. Sounds awesome. Congrats.
Yay. Well,
thanks so much. Yeah, hey, we just announced our new comedy class. So the 2020 induction class has just been announced, and there's some amazing names on there. So you have to check us out on the website and see all the names.
Yes, I'll send you that. And here's another movie as well. You know, this man that put this all together, he needs a movie about his life, too. There should be more like that.
We have a writer waiting to write that story when we find the right sponsor.
There we go. There we go. Well, Marty, I want to thank you so much for calling in and just touching some little girl and all the other kids around the world about Bernie the Dolphin 1 and 2. And we look forward to meeting you in person at the Sunscreen Film Festival.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Dawn. Thanks, guys.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Yeah. Go out and literally, again, if, you know, I would appreciate the support. If you guys need a family film, 2. You could watch 2 as a standalone, or 1 and 2, which preferably it helps watch the first one and the second one. But, you know, 2's out on Walmart. It's in Walmart now. Still get hard copies, Redbox, It's a Lionsgate release, guys. You know, we're studio release.
That's amazing.
So look up Bernie the Dolphin. Look up Bernie the Dolphin 2. You'll find it on demand everywhere. So, again, just anytime you can support an independent film, it really helps us all, guys. So just please spread the word, and I appreciate all the support and the love, and God bless. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Okay, that is Marty Poole. Wait, do we have that VIP caller? What's her name? Hold that. Wait, Marty. No, wait. Say it,
Tony's
Vaughn.
On the line.
Tony? Oh, the other Tony. Not Tony. Tony said son. We got so many Tonys in the house. We can get a Tony Award.
Tony Award. There you go.
Okay, we'll be right with Tony in a second. And again, Marty Poole, thank you so much for calling, and God bless.
Thanks, Marty.
See you soon.
Thank you all. Bye.
Bye-bye. Right now, before we go to Tony, I need the Tampa Bay Film Society commercial and the ice skating rink. If you want to go ice skating here in Clearwater, well, we got two commercials running up for you. You don't want to miss this. And Women in Film coming up with Bobby Hill Casting next month. We'll be right back.
So, you say you want to be an actor, director, producer, screenwriter, film crew, whatever. Now what? How can you make this happen? Easy. It's called networking. After all, sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know that brings you that big break. And one of the best ways to get that break is to, you got it, network. One of the smartest places to start your networking is to come to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings. Tampa Bay Film Society is an organization that will create opportunities for you to get educated through some great programs and workshops, learn about productions coming up, as well as offer you opportunities to advance your career and meet others already in the industry who will remember you when the time comes. Yes, our bi-monthly general meetings is a great way to network with other industry people. How do you start? Just come to one of our meetings, enjoy it, and sign up as a member. You get discounts on Tampa Bay Film Society workshops and special events just as a starter. And you never know who you'll meet at one of our general meetings when you're out there networking. And best of all, it's fun. So check us out on our website at www.tampabayfilmsociety.com.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
One more thing before we go. And we're back. Before we go, what were you saying? Here, Dave, here's the microphone. What were you saying about the website? Give the website one more time.
So if you want to go to our live performances, you want to go to comedyhof.com. There you can find all our comedians, all our acts when you go to see a live show. And if you just go to the general website, nchof.com, that's National Comedy Hall of Fame, NCHOF, there's a link to our live comedy, there's a link to our comedy school, so you can find it all right from there, and you'll get to see all our announcements as we make them.
And I like where it's like $12 to get in, but you can also buy a membership, because I want to tell you, when I went there today, that wall is an hour read. So even though I went through, you have to soak it up, and it's so cute, your gal that works there, the intern that's also a pianist.
Amanda.
And I asked her, you know, who influenced her in comedy. And I saw my two favorites also on the wall. Ellen DeGeneres, of course, and Goldie Hawn. Those are my two.
I love Goldie.
Exactly. I know. So anyways, we've got the man that is actually the promoter of everything in comedy and rock and roll. He's on the phone. Tony, are you there?
Yes, I am. I didn't know you had David in the studio. He does a better job than I do with this stuff.
Oh, he just cut a commercial for you guys. So we're all set. We got a 30-second spot and a 60-second spot. I'm on it.
Oh, good, good.
So, Tony, I know I've been bragging about you all day today, and my husband's like, calm down, just take it easy. You have been in rock and roll. You actually put the Grand Ole Opry with Minnie Pearl. You've had so many, and also Lisa's here.
Yes.
You were talking to me about putting a girl or lady band together, correct?
Yeah, you know, one of the expertise that I had when I was doing Alan Freed and all the concerts was putting together the girl groups. I put together many of the famous girl groups in those years, and because most promoters stayed away from it. And it's hard to keep a girl group together. If you think about it right now, you'd have a hard time naming five big girl groups because it's the girls themselves. They have a hard time getting along. But I jumped into it, and I enjoyed it. And right now we're talking about maybe that would be wonderful again to put together an all-girl band.
Yeah, there you go. So are you going to have auditions? Because people are already asking me and they want to send me videos like now.
Well, we're always happy to listen to that because, you know, there's life after comedy. You know, pretty busy with the museum, but yes, a girl band would be wonderful. Plus, the fact that they might even be able to do some fundraising for the museum, so there's an alternate reason for it. But Amanda plays piano. We would need a singer, guitar player, and a girl drummer is hard to find too. They're a little bit more harder to find. But an all girl band is a winner. When I had the last girl group I had was the Knockouts, which were four beautiful girls that could do some great harmony and choreography. And
wow.
I booked them in Germany, in Heidelberg. And to give you an idea of the mentality in Europe, I had forgotten to send the CD, and the guy's name was Wolfgang, the promoter there. And I told him, I said, gee, I forgot to send you the CD. All I sent them was the photo. And he said to me, well, Mr. Belmont, if they look like they do in the picture, we want them. We don't care what they sound like.
There you have it.
So wow. So that's one of the big selling points of the girl groups.
Okay, so that was one thing. And then the other thing is with the museum, and I mean from Robin Williams and the history of everybody in Comic Land, tell us a little bit about the museum, and you are the one that put this together.
Well, I did. In the very, very beginning, there was actually about five or six of us. It started at a poker game at the L.A. Friars Club many, many years ago. Milton Berle, Jan Murray, Maury Amsterdam,
wow.
And I used to say I was the one regular guy at the table, and that's where it all began. There was no Museum of Comedy History in the United States. We were the first ones. We were the first official Museum of Comedy History, and it's been a labor of love and a long road with it. It's in Holiday. It's at 2435 Highway 19 in this. Big six-story building.
You can't miss it. It's like huge. I mean, it's like calling your name when you go by.
Yeah, we're getting raves from people that visit the museum. It's the entire history of comedy. You start in the very beginning, way back with the Greeks, and you go very rapidly through early film, theater, stand-up, vaudeville. We have a separate room for the great radio comedians. It's a long journey, and it's a huge amount of exhibits, hundreds of exhibits.
Like I said, I think the membership is better because you can come back and you can study it, and then you bring your family and friends. It's just truly amazing, and what you're putting together in Holiday here in Florida. Dave, do you have anything you want to ask Tony on the air live Six Stations?
Just Tony's amazing. When you go down there, ask for him. He's living history. He's lived through all these comedians. He's helped put together everything that's there, and he's really an amazing tribute to the Comedy Hall of Fame.
There's more to Tony. I mean, I sat there in awe today with you, and just about your experiences with all these comics, and how I like the story of Garth Brooks. That was hilarious, but you have to get a private tour with that on that one. But everybody that you talked about and how you were personal friends with them, that is an icon in the industry, and you definitely need an award. So if any of my film directors out there that are putting awards in film festivals, this man, Tony, needs a special award for lifetime achievement, seriously. So hopefully they'll hear me and understand that you need to be noticed, and really you are respected in the industry.
Well, and if they don't have the award, I'll take an envelope with money in it.
There you go. Yeah. There
and
you go.
I'll tell you what, one thing you don't know about Tony, he was hired by the Smithsonian Institute to actually tour the world for 2 years and do interviews with all the legendary comedians before they passed.
I saw that.
So the only place you could find those interviews are in the museum that's in Holiday, Florida, and the Smithsonian Institute.
I mean, he showed me Red Skelton. I said, I met him back in the days, and he came into Milwaukee, and he was showing me, because I interviewed him right here from that tour, and I was like, Tony is the man.
He's the man.
Yeah, you know what, Dawn, we're very happy that you're doing this, and I'd like to extend a nice invitation to people that are listening to your station. If they come in and they say that they heard us on your radio station, or that Dawn talked about it, and that's why we're here, we will not only give them a discount, we'll give them a very interesting gift as well.
Yay! Oh, Hollywood All Connections right. And Lisa V and Dawn Reese sent you, for sure. And I've got reporters that are like pounding on my door going, Dawn, I want to go. I want to do some stories. So we're excited to have you on. Okay. And we'll get you here as a guest as well very soon, Tony. Thank you. And Dave, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Have me, and thank you very much for promoting this wonderful, one-of-a-kind museum.
I am not letting this one go. I honestly... this is going to be airplayed every day on rotation.
Shared on everything, yeah.
Yes, we're gonna promote the heck out of this, yep. Especially everywhere I go. And also, Ellen from the Tampa Bay Film Society is interested in having you speak, and also Women in Films. I'm already trying to book you.
Okay, that sounds fine.
And, that sounds fine. That's adorable. That sounds fine.
I'm gonna. I have to leave you now. You got David there to fill you in on everything else we're doing, man. I thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much, Tony. And anything you want to say to your wife? Because I know she's watching and she's probably waiting for you to come home and go grocery shopping.
She asked if I was going to talk about the museum or just sit here and look pretty. So I'm on my way home, honey.
There you go. From the heart, you can tell they're in love. That's awesome. That's my hubby's out there supporting me as well. Thank you, Dave. And oh, how cool that is. Oh, that's so nice. So,
certain things you can't see on the radio.
You cannot.
All we can imagine.
So anyways, thank you so for much for being here. And then also, we're going to go back, Vaughn, and we're going to play this trailer, and we're going to introduce Erin to your left, Lisa. And she's a film director, and she does a lot of things in L.A., and you're on every red carpet from here to Savannah. I watch you. I love it. And her show was actually, your movie was just up for an award, a couple of them.
Yes, Celebrity Crush.
Right.
It got the Melbourne Film Festival Best Florida Film, Best Horror Feature, and then at TBUF it got Best Florida Feature. So now we're going to Gasparilla.
Yay!
So we just got into that.
And also, you're also in L.A. working on some other things, too. I mean, some game shows or something.
Yes.
We're going to be right back with her, and she's going to talk about some things. And we have also Soap This in the house. I need Dave to go meet us. This is like a Hollywood Connection. I'm like your Southwest Airlines.
Here we go.
We'll be right back with that trailer. I need to connect two people here. I'll be right back.
I'm not going.
Honey, you're gonna have all these fans lining up to meet you.
I know.
You're gonna sign a few DVDs and then come back to me.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Pete O'Shea Show. I'm excited right now because Jonathan's gonna be signing Chain Face Clown, the Blu-ray re-release. Go see him today!
Fans come to the show to sleep with their favorite horror star, which is you.
Hey, I'm Jonathan Blakely.
My name's Emily.
Do you wanna hang out later? There's a tattoo of my face on your leg.
Are you freaked out?
I really have to get going.
You and I were just so good together. It was like I finally met my soulmate.
We should just keep in touch online.
You're staying right here. This is your new home. I'm Chain Face's biggest fan. Chain.
Hey, kid!
Are you awake?
Where am I right now? Emily, what's going on?
You and I could write a prequel. To show how that killer came to life.
Get me out of here now!
You love having your fans fawn over you.
Can I confess something to you?
I just want to go home.
I won't let you!
I now have a part of you with me. Always.
Scream!
He told me about you.
A maniac like you doesn't even know love is!
Goodbye, Jonathan.
Let us go, please.
Lights out. We're back and we're so excited because I sat through that movie and I was like, I was like, oh, this is cool. It's Celebrity Crush. And you had me on the edge of my seat. You were next to me. And I was like, I was like, oh my God.
It's fun to watch the audience.
You were laughing. Like, you were belly laughing. you were like, oh my God. I'm like calling Lisa, you won't believe what happened.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, now tell us a little bit, Erin, where they can go see the trailer. We're going to social media that too. Your information. And you're also in real estate.
Yes. I'm with Keller Williams in downtown St. Pete.
There you go. So if you're coming in town, and all these people are moving out of different places to come to our beautiful beaches.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's great. I love it. It's a lot like the film industry.
It is. And you've been in this for so long. I love everybody needs to follow her on the social media. Give your social media.
It's Erin Sheehan. It's ErinSheehan. That's the same on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. That's it.
Perfect. So are you going to be working on anything else? I mean, you're getting all this out there in the film festivals. Are you going to be doing any more films soon?
Right now, there's one I'm kind of, it's in the very early stages. We're writing the treatment for it.
Okay.
My business partner, fiance, Andrew Derlier, and I are writing it together, kind of putting it together. And we've also got the two television shows I worked on.
Okay.
In Los Angeles.
Wow.
Of which one of them was a kids game show, of which my daughter Ella was in.
Okay, she's gorgeous. Hi, Ella. How old are you, Ella? Let's get you on the air. How old are you?
I'm 10.
Did you see Bernie the Dolphin 1 and 2?
Not yet.
Oh, you need to see, because that producer was just on the air. That was so cool. And just real quick, you're holding Elliot's horse. Do you like horses?
Yes.
Well, maybe you can come to the stables and see Elliot himself.
Yes, I invited her.
Absolutely.
Yay.
He gives kisses, too.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. Yeah, we have to talk afterwards, too. I have an idea. So, in the game shows, you have a children's show you were talking about. Is that going on the air? Is that a pilot right now?
We shot the pilot for the kids' game show called Toy Box Raiders, and then we shot the adult game show, which is Closet Raiders. It's a fashion game show.
Mm-hmm.
So they're currently being shopped with production companies through our agent out there.
That's a good question. Do you, when you have, okay, because I know a lot of people want to do movies of their lives, and this is more of a documentary, and I'm looking at my time. After you get the movie, people, like even writers, they're asking, like, we have something that we're working on. One lady wants $1,000 up front to write a script. And advice to maybe Sue on some things as well. You know, I mean, do you have to
write,
what is your advice
to, pages.
Like 7 pages? Or, you know, I mean, after you shoot that, I mean, are you looking for investors? Or, I mean, can you give people advice? Because I know they're all hungry to hear it.
Like their story either. It's like,
okay. Right.
This is after you've written kind of what you want? Is that what you're asking?
Right. But some of the script writers that we've been talking to, they want to get, of course, paid up front.
Yeah.
And is it, do you have to wait for the investors to pay them or to get investors for that? I mean, advice?
Investors for paying for the script or treatment of the script, I would not wait for an investor for that.
Okay.
I would almost take the investment myself and put forth a little bit of money, find somebody you like, and put forth something, maybe a ghostwriter or a treatment or an outline together of what right. you want to get across, see what they come back with like a scriptment or a treatment.
Do you
and
write?
I'm not the best writer. I really have. Like, I'm currently looking for someone.
Okay.
And I'm going to do the same thing. So it's only fair to pay them up front. And it's fair for them to give you something that is going to also work for you without saying, well, you know, I need $10,000 and that's it. Then you're like, well, I don't know if I'm going to like.
Right.
But that's how I would approach it.
Okay.
It would be like cheaper for like seven
that would be
pages.
Yeah, we're going to talk afterwards on that because there's so many questions also. And then what else would you like to talk about, Erin? This is like your moment here. I have to ask you, what do you use for makeup? Because your face is like glowingly gorgeous. So what do you use? Like
Dawn.
Face cream? I mean, I need to know.
No.
She does have beautiful skin.
Well, I was blessed from my mother.
Right.
I really credit her. She has beautiful skin, so I got her beautiful skin.
It shows. Yes, it shows in this outfit. And your daughter is super gorgeous. My goodness.
And but I use, I will say, it's kind of like a miracle thing. I modeled for it on HSN about 4 years ago or so. Magic Finish.
Okay.
From Emma Somm.
So you started out as an actress. You got some questions for her. Yes.
I do. When I know that you probably got turned down a few times. What did you tell yourself constantly? Because, you know, I'm like,
she's
putting stuff
sent
out
HSN.
There. I'm sent. I've already been on HSN. Well, I mean, I got paid for work on HSN. And my commercial, I found out, was ABC News, World News Tonight. You saw it tonight. I was dying. My friends are like, you're walking a dog on World News Tonight. So when, you know, I've done a few things, but what kept you going to go, you know what, this is what I love to do. I want to do this, even though it's like, no, 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 no.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you
yes,
get a yes.
It is.
Right.
If you love to do it, you, first of all, when they tell you no, don't. The big thing we say in our family is don't take it personal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you and on you. So it's hard for people to realize that, that when you get a rejection, that it's not to you because they don't like you. What you're going to find is out there. Your role is there. And if as long as you keep putting yourself in front of people, you're going to find the right person.
And we have a SAG agent under our show as well in Hollywood, Florida. So if they, but they want good actors, good, you know, substance in your acting, like Andrew Krantz. Do we have that commercial? That with the Method film, I got to play that one as well. And we did play the ice skating one, right? We have that. So you take your daughter ice skating over at Clearwater.
I've never ice skated, so we'll go live, and this ought to be fun. For I'll have knee pads and elbow pads just because I need to.
Well, Lisa, we'll be right back because this is for you, and we're going to come back to Patty before we go. And Taria, you want a good acting class Thursday nights. You don't want to miss us, the Krantz Method, and that's right here in Clearwater at the Future Factory. We'll be right back. Listen to this. It's hot, it's ready to go, and he needs students, and we're going to be there.
We
Lisa,
are.
You're going to be there?
Yep.
Cool. And you're taking classes over there too, Sue. All right. Who's next? We'll see you at the Future Factory on Thursday. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. This is Andrew Michael Krantz with some fantastic news for aspiring actors and actors that just want to get the juices flowing again. The Actors Academy, opening up at the Florida Future Factory right here in Clearwater, Florida, where you can learn the techniques of Stella Adler, Stanford Meisner, Lee Strasberg. Give us a call at 727-326-2467. Phenomenal classes. You'll have a great time. New York theater, New York film acting, here in Florida.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Oh, yeah. So we're talking about behind the scenes with the movie Zola. Actually, I was supposed to be in that with Bobby Hill, but they said I was too young to be a water aerobics person. I guess I don't
Surprise
know.
Surprised you didn't have them call me. You always think I'm older.
I just sat and read a book. It was so cool at the Wyndham.
I'll tell you guys a story after.
Yes, yes. I know we're looking at rejected, 7 minutes.
Not saying no.
Yes. So, Patty, real quick before, it's like 8:52, and I have everybody that is here, and we're trying to fit everyone in.
This will be quick.
Talk about the horse tales, the books, where you can buy them. We'll get that in there as well. Patty, you got something coming up on Valentine's Day before that.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Patty from Soap This, and I just want to make an announcement again about my event next Saturday, February 1st.
Yes. Kathleen Gotti from General Hospital will
and
be here.
And I have the actress Kathleen Gotti coming from General Hospital. She plays Dr. Liesl Obrick. And you don't want to miss this event. If you've never met this actress, she is amazing.
So guess what? We have a producer. You have cameras, right?
Yes.
Oh, so we have another idea that we have been looking, and I know our Jabba Brothers, that we love hacking Hollywood, and we're trying to find somebody that would like to produce this soap opera event, maybe for TV. So I think we have a Hollywood connection here. She's like, yeah, I like soap opera stars. And she's an amazing director as well. So we're going to definitely talk about that.
Okay, so anyways, next Saturday is the event, and it's from 5:30 to 9:30. 5:30 to 6:30 is the cocktail hour, and then you have a VIP dinner with Kathleen. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Go to soapthis.ticketleap.com to buy your tickets.
That's right. We'll be there. We're excited. Kathleen and her husband will be there as well. Super amazing couple. And Patty's also going to be in Ohio.
Yes, I'm planning another event May 2nd in Toledo, Ohio, and it's going to be the three actors we have confirmed are Eric Martsoff, who plays Brady Black on Days of Our Lives, Stacey Hudak, who plays Kristen DiMera on Days of Our Lives, and Jordi Villasuso,
who plays
Ray Rosales on Young and the Restless. Jordi's amazing.
Who wants to caravan like Smokey and the Bandit to the soap opera?
Yes.
We'll be like on the caravan cars.
So all the details will be on that event coming soon in the next few days. We just got the actors confirmed, and we're working on the hotel, the venue, and then we'll have a flyer out. And so we'll see you all. See you hopefully come next Saturday. Buy a ticket and come.
Yes, and also go to Soap This on Facebook. Add them, and you'll see everybody that's coming up. We have like 5 minutes left. Okay. I know Taria has to give her lashes, that she's going to be doing some kind of casting. I saw your post. Taria's our new reporter. And give everyone your new title, Taria. You are live on the air, 106.1 FM, and we have a lot more film festivals coming up. She will be on. And we did send you a networking event. You got to, somebody interviewed you, a couple people, my older co-host. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us what's happening with your lashes.
So what I'm doing is I'm doing individual lashes for a limited time only. I'm doing free lashes.
And okay.
Of course, I'll be doing
all
discounts.
Of us.
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing like discounts on makeup and doing discounts on getting it refilled.
How do they get in touch with you?
Okay, I can actually give up my direct number.
Yes.
My direct number is 727-256-7184. The location of the wellness spa. There's also a person in the spa, and she does aesthetics, and she does skincare and massage.
Nice.
Right. So a little bit of everything in the shop. So
well, Taria's going to be having her own half hour pretty soon. We're working on that with other Beauty Queen reporters and reporters that we have. We have 3 minutes left. Sue, give everyone your information, where they can go to get the books, the horse, everything about Elliot's Tales. You're going to be there, and you're going to be amazed what we're going to tell you after the show.
My website's elliotshorsetales.com.
That's right.
And you spell Elliot with two T's.
Right. And how did you like Andrew's acting class?
Oh, my God. It was great. It was so much fun. I did a monologue. And, you know, I'm not an actress. I'm a nurse. And it's just to get up there and feel comfortable and talk in front of people and meet people. It's a social hour. And you feel comfortable. You know, you just talk. And it's just, it's a good experience.
It's really fun. And, Lisa, I hope you're going to be there next Thursday, maybe. Yeah. Yes, yeah. That would be cool. Taria, you need an acting coach? We have one. Stellar Method Meisner, Thursday night, 7 o'clock.
Actually, yes. I was supposed to do one.
Andrew Kranz, his film. Sure. Yeah. We're talking. Yeah. Yeah. So he's teaching over there. And anyone else that wants to say anything, Cassie's going to be here. She's going to have a show coming up with me as well. She's bringing in more stuff and more people. Yes.
I know. And Sage wants to say hi.
Yes. And, oh, yes. And this is
Ellie's writer.
Ellie's writer wants to say hi. Say live on the air. You got 1 second.
Hi.
And what's your name?
Sage.
And you get to write Elliot?
Ellie.
And she wrote Elliot.
Oh, Ellie.
Too.
I love Ellie. Ellie and Elliot are so
she
adorable.
Wrote Elliot the other day.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
The baby.
I love hanging out at the barn. I just can't touch Ellie's horse hair because I had like a huge reaction.
Her eyes were bright red. Her face was swelling up. I thought
there
she was going to stop breathing. I'm like, oh my God.
That's a scene in the movie.
I got an EpiPen in my car. I'll be there next time.
Benadryl with Tabitha.
Hello.
Tabitha, where's the Benadryl?
Yes.
The eyes. So anyways, next week, I have to tell you, we have miracle stories. A lady that died and went to hell. She was a stripper. Oh my gosh. And then we have, yes, and her story. We have another one that went to heaven, and we have the breakthrough movie that the kid was on the ice in Michigan, and it's already out there, and we're going to have his testimony on, so it's going to be powerful. Lisa, we're also moving Wednesday.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
We are moving Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. starting February 12th.
That's right.
So on your drive home, sitting in 275 traffic, and on the famous bridge, you can listen to Hollywood Connections.
You have to have a Valentine's party then. You have a little Valentine's party a couple days before here.
Oh, that's right. Yes. And Lisa,
well, remember, I have it. Yes, it's hang out with Lisa V on Valentine's Day.
And how are they going to hang out
and
with you?
You just
it's a
gotta,
contest.
Yeah, it's a contest. You have to like tell Don Reese like why you want to hang out with me. And I've got the restaurant all ready for us. And we can go to a bar that has live music. So it's going to be really, really fun. We're going to go live.
So how do
it's
they
gonna
enter?
Be fun. They send you an email.
Okay, 727-871-7788. Say chat with Lisa, and maybe you'll have a Valentine's chat day with her.
Yep, it'll be February.
It's a free dinner.
14th, free dinner and free live music, and we're going to go live, and it's going to be fun.
Too, Valentine's Day.
Yes, hang out with Elliot. On Elliot's, yes. Elliot, and he gives kisses, which is great.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'd like to thank the National Comedy Hall of Fame. We're so excited to be a part of that. And if you'd like to be a reporter or Beauty Queen reporter, you can try out live on the air with us. And remember, we're going to do a game where we're going to wait, where's our bell? But we can't do it because
we got 11 seconds.
We'll have to save that game for next week.
We'll open up with it.
Yes, I love it.
Perfect.
So Lisa, what's your favorite job that you ever had?
That would be working at a tanning salon.